Fate leads the willing and drags along the unwilling. You are being carried somewhere. Every decision, every hesitation, every moment of silence is part of a current that has already begun to move. Most people spend their lives fighting that current, resisting the inevitable, arguing with reality, cursing what they cannot change. But the Stoic learns to move differently. They learn to cooperate with life instead of battling it. They stop clinging to control and begin mastering their direction within the flow. And that is when everything changes. Fate is not your enemy. It is the terrain on which your discipline is tested. Some are dragged through it unwillingly, screaming at circumstance. Others walk it calmly, knowing that peace is found in alignment, not resistance. The difference between the two is clarity. Clarity about who you are, where you are going, and what you are willing to endure to get there. The Stoic is not led blindly by destiny. They guide themselves through it with precision and acceptance. This is not a philosophy of surrender. It is a philosophy of command. To understand the rhythm of fate is to find power within it. To live immediately, without delay or doubt, is to master uncertainty itself. This is what it means to be ready, to stop resisting the current and start steering your vessel through it. And when you learn this, life no longer drags you forward. It moves with you. You will not drift into readiness. You will not stumble into clarity. Strength will not appear because the calendar changes. The year will not hand you discipline. You will have to take it. You will have to meet it with posture, not hope. The Stoic understands this. The turning of the year is not a ritual of luck. It is an audit of order. What you carry forward is not memory, but momentum. What you abandon is not the past, but the weakness that made the past feel heavier than it was. Every year ends the same way. People count down, shout, promise, and then wake up unchanged. But the Stoic knows that time does not renew you. Decisions do. What defines the next year will not be found in the fireworks or the noise. It will be found in the silence of your habits, the precision of your mornings, and the calm authority you bring to each small act. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." Readiness begins there, where the mind accepts that every day is a full measure of life. You will not wait for motivation. Motivation belongs to the untrained. You will act without it. The Stoic does not wait to feel strong before they begin. They begin so that strength can find form. Every deliberate act sharpens the mind against chaos. Every morning that begins without hesitation becomes a declaration of dominance over distraction. This is how you build a year that cannot be shaken. The discipline of readiness is not emotional. It is structural. It is the alignment of thought and execution until they move as one. The Stoic does not speak about what must be done. They do it until speech becomes unnecessary. Their focus is narrow, their aim consistent, their endurance absolute. Seneca said, "Difficulties strengthen the mind as labor does the body." Readiness is the condition of having made peace with difficulty. If the last year drained you, it is because you allowed it to. Chaos entered through the cracks you never sealed. Distractions multiplied because you left the door open to them. But there is no use in regret. The Stoic never lingers there. They extract the lesson, clean the wound, and close the breach. Regret is wasted energy. Reconstruction is sacred labor. Each day ahead will require you to carry weight. The only question is whether you carry it willingly or under protest. The Stoic carries it willingly. They lift responsibility as others lift excuses. They seek friction, not comfort, because they understand that pressure is not punishment, it is refinement. To live without it is to remain untested, soft, and uncertain. Readiness begins in your posture. The way you stand, breathe, and move reveals your mind long before you speak. The stoic moves slowly, deliberately. Their restraint signals power. Their silence commands space. Readiness is not intensity without direction. It is composure under weight. It is knowing that what you can endure defines what you can command. Do not confuse ambition with preparation. Ambition is noise. Preparation is precision. The Stoic makes no grand declarations about the future. They build systems that guarantee it. To the undisciplined, this looks dull. To the wise, it is freedom. Freedom from dependence on luck, emotion, or approval. Readiness is the highest form of freedom. Self-sufficiency in the face of uncertainty. When the new year arrives, most will chase novelty. They will seek change without transformation. But change without foundation collapses. The Stoic builds inwardly first. They reforge the habits that control the mind. Sleep, attention, order, stillness. These are not rituals of self-help. They are acts of self-governance. The mind that governs itself governs every outcome that follows. You will not be ready by accident. Readiness must be built daily. Each morning that you wake and face the tasks before you with stillness, you are already winning. The Stoics' advantage is not their intelligence, but their consistency. They outlast noise. They outlast mood. They outlast the cycle of enthusiasm and collapse that traps the untrained. Readiness is their default condition because chaos no longer surprises them. In this new year, you will not look for signs. You will create them. You will not wait for opportunity. You will become it. The Stoic creates conditions that make success inevitable, not through optimism, but through order. They remove the optional. They simplify until only what matters remains. The year rewards clarity, not motion. You will not chase, you will build. Readiness is a psychological armor. It shields you from panic and indecision. It is not arrogance, it is assurance born from discipline. The Stoic does not ask if they are capable. They prove it through repetition. When fatigue comes, they welcome it. When delay arises, they remain unmoved. This composure is not learned through ease. It is earned through deliberate hardship. You will prepare not for comfort, but for resilience. The Stoics' training is invisible. It happens in the silence of discipline when no one is watching. Each repetition of effort, each denial of indulgence, each correction of thought is a stone laid in the foundation of the new year. The structure you build within will determine the life you experience without. The modern mind seeks stimulation. The Stoic mind seeks stillness. The difference defines the outcome. You cannot be ready if you are constantly entertained. Readiness requires space, mental silence, emotional order, internal hierarchy. The more you consume, the less you command. The more you react, the less you choose. The Stoic reduces noise until focus becomes effortless. Each year tests the same principles: patience, discipline, endurance, clarity. These are not seasonal virtues. They are lifelong armor. The Stoic renews them not once a year, but every morning. To them, the new year is not an event. It is a checkpoint in an unending war against complacency. You will not look back with nostalgia. You will not glorify past effort. You will honor it by surpassing it. The Stoic measures progress not in comfort gained, but in control maintained. What others celebrate in relief, the Stoic observes in silence. They are already focused on the next test. They understand that mastery is not a reward. It is a condition of being alive with purpose. Each distraction you remove adds a layer to your readiness. Each boundary you enforce sharpens your direction. The Stoic does not multitask their life, they streamline it. One path, one focus, one identity under command. Readiness is not speed, it is alignment. The aligned person moves with power that cannot be faked. You will be tempted to compare your progress. Resist it. Comparison dilutes precision. The Stoic measures only against themselves. Every day the goal is to be more disciplined than yesterday, calmer under pressure, less reactive to the unpredictable. This is not self-improvement, it is self-governance. Improvement is temporary, governance is permanent. When you feel doubt, remember that readiness is not a feeling, it is a position you hold. The Stoic does not wait for confidence. They act with correctness, and confidence follows. The undisciplined chase emotion, the disciplined chase execution. Emotion fluctuates, execution compounds. The year ahead will bring fatigue, setbacks, and resistance. The Stoic does not expect ease. They expect weight. They know that the test is never external. It is always internal. The question is always the same. Can you maintain your order while the world loses its own? Readiness is not about predicting what will happen. It is about ensuring that nothing that happens can unmake you. The Stoic builds themselves to remain unshaken. They do not collapse under change because their foundation was never built on circumstance. It was built on structure, principle, and preparation. To live ready is to eliminate hesitation. Hesitation is a form of decay. It erodes conviction until decision feels impossible. The Stoic cuts hesitation by acting through principle, not preference. When the rule is clear, the action is automatic. Readiness thrives on clarity because clarity removes doubt. You must understand, this year will not reward those who plan loosely. It will reward those who act with precision. The Stoic treats every day as an operation. Each hour has purpose. Each thought has a boundary. Each decision has a direction. This is how chaos loses its leverage. You will no longer speak of goals as distant. You will operationalize them. The Stoic converts ambition into ritual. What others call resolutions, they call orders. There is no fantasy in their vision, only structure. Each day repeats until the result emerges. Readiness is repetition without resistance. Calm does not mean passive. Stoic calm is the highest form of power, movement without disturbance. To remain calm while acting with precision is the mark of mastery. It means emotion has been disciplined into obedience. Anger, excitement, fear, all subordinated to command. Every year people search for new systems, tools, and advice. The Stoic refines the same few principles endlessly. Control perception, direct action, endure adversity, accept mortality. These four pillars do not age, they only deepen. The more you practice them, the less fragile you become. There will be days when progress is invisible. Those are the most critical. The Stoic knows that growth is often concealed inside monotony. They stay patient while others quit. The untrained abandon effort when they cannot see reward. The disciplined continue because they trust process over applause. Readiness does not shout. It does not need to. It moves silently through consistent execution. Those who witness it feel it before they understand it. It is the presence of someone who cannot be shaken. The Stoic does not display readiness. They embody it. Every movement, every decision, every pause communicates control. You will find strength this year in subtraction, not addition. Remove what weakens you. Remove what distracts you. Remove what fragments your attention. Each removal sharpens focus until only what matters remains. Readiness thrives in simplicity. Complexity is the enemy of consistency. As the months unfold, challenges will disguise themselves as chaos. The Stoic interprets chaos as feedback. Every difficulty exposes a weakness to refine. Every setback reveals a principle to strengthen. This is how readiness compounds, through continuous refinement rather than dramatic breakthroughs. To be ready, is to stop negotiating with effort. You no longer bargain with difficulty. You meet it directly. The Stoic does not ask for lighter burdens. They increase their capacity to carry. This posture makes life lighter, not by removing weight, but by increasing strength. Discipline is not punishment. It is preparation for freedom. Without it, you are owned by impulse. With it, you become untouchable. The Stoic trains their impulses like a soldier trains reflexes. The goal is not suppression, but direction. Energy under command becomes creation. Energy without command becomes chaos. This year you will not chase balance, you will enforce it. The Stoic balances through structure, not mood. They schedule order into existence, sleep, work, recovery, reflection, all given their rightful place. This is not rigidity. It is harmony born from boundaries. Boundaries create rhythm. Rhythm creates stability. When others react to noise, you will remain still. When others seek escape, you will seek refinement. The Stoic does not run from discomfort. They absorb it until it loses its power. Readiness is endurance in disguise. What others call stress, the Stoic calls resistance training. You will no longer treat the year as an opportunity. You will treat it as a mission. Missions require readiness, not excitement. They demand planning, discipline, and composure. The Stoic does not rush missions. They execute them with precision. Excitement fades. Duty endures. Each morning will begin with silence before motion. That silence is where clarity lives. The Stoic knows that noise corrupts decision-making. Stillness restores hierarchy. Before you act, you align. Before you speak, you think. Before you move, you breathe. This rhythm separates the ready from the restless. There is no mystery in progress. It is built through repetition, patience, and correction. The Stoic treats each day as a practice in command. When error appears, they adjust without emotion. When fatigue sets in, they rest without guilt. When success arrives, they remain neutral. Balance preserves momentum. This year will not care about your intentions. It will respond to your systems. Emotion will not build readiness. Discipline will. Structure is how you stay steady when life accelerates. Principles are how you stay upright when pressure rises. The Stoic holds both with equal strength. You will speak less and act more. You will plan less and execute more. You will wait less and start sooner. The Stoic's life is marked by velocity without chaos, speed with control. Readiness is acceleration that never loses balance. When fatigue whispers, remember, fatigue is proof of effort, not weakness. The Stoic meets fatigue with gratitude, a sign that the day was not wasted. They rest only to resume stronger. Rest is part of discipline, not escape from it. As the year moves forward, you will notice fewer reactions and more responses, fewer doubts, more decisions, fewer words, more results. This is how readiness matures, through simplicity of command. The Stoic does not hope to be ready. They live as if the test has already begun. Every action confirms this truth. The new year is not a chance. It is a challenge. You will be ready because you have built yourself to be. You will meet each day as if it were the decisive one, and in time it will be. Renewal is not a return. It is not a reset or a retreat. It is the forging of continuity under new weight. The Stoic does not begin again. They refine the same path until it becomes sharper, cleaner, and immune to collapse. Renewal is not about escape. It is about reintegration, the act of reclaiming order after pressure and standing again without spectacle. The disciplined mind rebuilds not by emotion, but by architecture. Every collapse, every drift, every failure is a draft. The Stoic reads it with precision, not regret. They extract the structure within the ruin. they see the lesson behind the fracture. Renewal begins in the moment. One stops arguing with reality. What happened has already become law. What follows is the decision to remain broken or to rebuild in silence. The Stoic always chooses construction. Renewal requires friction. There is no softness in its rhythm. The rebuilding mind must burn through residue of old habits, of wasted energy, of indulgent thought. Discipline is the fire that purifies. The Stoic stands inside that flame without panic. They do not scream to be spared. They remain still until the noise is gone, and only clarity remains. The world celebrates beginnings. The Stoic celebrates endurance. Renewal is the endurance of principle when emotion has left the body. It is not a surge of inspiration. It is a return to hierarchy after chaos. When emotion collapses, structure remains. The disciplined person clings to that structure until energy returns. That is how order survives fatigue. Seneca wrote, "To bear trials with a calm mind robs misfortune of its strength." Renewal is not about removing misfortune, it is about denying it control. Calmness is not a refusal to feel, it is the refusal to obey feelings. Each test, each disappointment becomes an invitation to refine the craft of composure. The Stoic answers without complaint. In the practice of renewal, self-pity is poison. It weakens the structure before it can be rebuilt. The disciplined mind knows that attention is a resource. What you feed grows. What you ignore dies. Self-pity grows confusion. Reflection grows strength. The Stoic does not comfort themselves. They confront themselves. This confrontation restores direction. The modern mind equates renewal with retreat. The Stoic sees it differently. Renewal is a continuation of the campaign, not an intermission. Rest does not mean withdrawal. It means reorganization. It is the sharpening of weapons before the next advance. The disciplined do not stop fighting. They refine how they fight. You will not find renewal in distraction. You will find it in focus. The mind that wanders into endless consumption cannot regenerate. Renewal begins when the mind becomes still enough to perceive what must be rebuilt. To sit with discomfort without reaching for escape is the purest act of strength. Every renewal begins with inventory. The Stoic asks, "What remains within my control? What must be released? What must be rebuilt?" This audit of control separates the disciplined from the desperate. The desperate seek relief. The disciplined seek reconstruction. Relief fades. Reconstruction lasts. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one." Renewal obeys this command. The Stoic does not theorize improvement. They execute it. The blueprint is already known. Control perception. Direct action. Accept fate. Remain calm. Renewal is the reapplication of eternal principles under new conditions. The mind must be trained to see repetition as sacred, not dull. Renewal is repetition with awareness. It is the rebuilding of habits that sharpen rather than sedate. The Stoic does not tire of routine. They are defined by it. Routine is rhythm. Rhythm becomes strength. The modern mind calls this monotony. The Stoic calls it mastery. When fatigue appears, renewal begins. Fatigue signals the need for reorganization, not escape. The disciplined person steps back, not away. They observe patterns, not emotions. They reset systems, not dreams. This distinction preserves momentum. Renewal never abandons direction, it restores it. Discipline transforms recovery into creation. What most people call burnout, the Stoic calls mismanagement of focus. Energy is finite. Renewal demands conservation of it. Every action, word, and thought must justify its cost. The mind under discipline spends energy like a general spends soldiers, deliberately, never impulsively. Renewal is not comfort after pain, it is strength after correction. The disciplined person endures pain as feedback. They translate suffering into data. What can be learned? What was misaligned? Where did ego interfere? Renewal is refinement, not relief. The more precise your questions, the faster you rebuild. The Stoics' renewal is silent. It does not announce itself. The world notices only when stability returns. Quiet repair has more power than loud recovery. The disciplined rebuild without display. Their only evidence is performance. To them, words are redundant when execution speaks clearly. Renewal demands solitude. Without silence, reflection decays into noise. The Stoic isolates not to avoid the world, but to reassert control over it. In solitude, the mind reclaims hierarchy. Distractions dissolve, decisions realign, clarity returns. Renewal requires this internal housecleaning before any external progress can hold. Forgiveness is part of discipline, not the sentimental kind, but the practical kind. The Stoic forgives themselves for inefficiency, not out of softness, but to remove wasted attention. Guilt is friction. Forgiveness is efficiency. The disciplined cannot afford to carry what no longer serves their direction. Every new beginning tempts the undisciplined to overpromise. The Stoic avoids that trap. They understate. They act quietly. They move on principle, not emotion. Their renewal is built on restraint. Restraint preserves momentum. It ensures energy flows into execution, not explanation. The test of renewal is not enthusiasm, but endurance. Anyone can start strong. Few can rebuild without applause. The Stoic works in obscurity with full conviction. The disciplined mind knows that invisibility protects focus. When attention is removed, excellence becomes inevitable. You cannot renew through consumption. Consumption fills but does not restore. Renewal is found in creation, creating order, creating clarity, creating discipline. The Stoic builds instead of escaping. They replace pleasure with purpose. This substitution rewires the nervous system for strength. The disciplined view renewal as a form of war against drift, indulgence, and passivity. Each decision is a small victory. Each consistent day is a campaign. Renewal is a series of quiet battles won internally. When accumulated, they form momentum that cannot be reversed. Renewal is not about erasing the past. It is about integrating it. Every mistake becomes material. Every loss becomes leverage. The Stoic does not resent what happened. They repurpose it. In their hands, pain becomes architecture. The walls that once confined them become the structure that now supports them. Time is neutral. Renewal gives it meaning. Without discipline, time dissolves into distraction. With discipline, time becomes an ally. Each day adds precision, not erosion. The Stoic treats time as currency. Each hour invested in alignment compounds into permanence. In renewal, identity is rebuilt from action, not affirmation. You do not become new by saying you are. You become new by acting differently under the same conditions. The Stoic does not chase reinvention. They practice consistency until it becomes transformation. The process is often invisible. There are no milestones, no grand declarations. Renewal unfolds quietly, through repetition. The undisciplined grow restless in the silence. The disciplined find strength there. The quieter the progress, the more stable the result. Renewal does not require ideal conditions. It thrives under pressure. When life constricts, the Stoic narrows focus. They operate with less, but execute more cleanly. Scarcity sharpens their precision. This adaptability is what makes their renewal unbreakable. The mind that can remain still during collapse is the most powerful instrument of renewal. Stillness prevents overreaction. It creates space between perception and response. That space is where choice lives. Renewal begins the moment one reclaims that space. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "If it is endurable, then endure it." Stop complaining. That sentence defines renewal. Endurance without complaint transforms chaos into order. Complaint is the voice of surrender. Endurance is the posture of renewal. Renewal matures through rhythm. Wake, act, reflect, rest. The Stoic repeats this sequence until life bends towards structure. Routine becomes sanctuary. Consistency becomes strength. Renewal is not a singular event. It is the ongoing restoration of order through repetition. The disciplined person does not seek excitement in their renewal. They seek precision. Excitement fades. Precision compounds. Renewal is not emotional fuel. It is structural reinforcement. The calmer the rebuild, the longer it endures. In renewal, boundaries return. The Stoic separates what feeds the mind from what poisons it. They decline unnecessary debate, disengage from chaos, and guard their environment. Renewal is the protection of internal order against external intrusion. The discipline of renewal culminates in composure. The rebuilt mind no longer fears collapse because it knows how to rebuild. The fear of failure dissolves when reconstruction becomes instinct. The Stoic does not pray for stability, they practice it. Renewal is not the end of a cycle. It is the proof that the Stoic has evolved beyond dependency on momentum. They no longer require ideal circumstances to operate. Their readiness is permanent because their structure is self-generated. This is the highest form of discipline, to renew endlessly without losing form. Control is not found in prediction, it is forged in preparation. The Stoic does not wait for the world to align. They align themselves with the world. Epictetus warned, "The more we value things outside our control, the less control we have." The untrained chase circumstances. The disciplined shape themselves so completely that no circumstance can dictate their state. Readiness begins not with plans, but with posture. The quiet conviction that whatever comes, you will remain unmoved. Most people begin with desire. The Stoic begins with order. They know that the mind which governs itself governs every outcome. "No man is free who is not master of himself," said Epictetus. Freedom is not the absence of restraint, it is the presence of structure. The Stoic practices this freedom daily by mastering impulses, silencing noise, and reinforcing calm repetition. They do not react to opportunity. They prepare so deeply that opportunity becomes irrelevant. It simply reveals what they have already built. Seneca wrote, "Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity." The unprepared call it luck. The Stoic calls it alignment. The disciplined person understands that readiness is not chance, it is consequence. Each deliberate action, each disciplined hour, compiles into inevitability. Life will not reward intention, it will reward infrastructure. The Stoic builds this foundation brick by brick, long before results appear. Ovid said, "He who is not prepared today will be less so tomorrow." The mind that delays training decays by the hour. Every hesitation, every excuse corrodes readiness. The Stoic never negotiates with effort. They do what is required when it is required. The modern mind waits for the right time. The disciplined mind knows the right time is the present. This is how momentum begins, by refusing to delay control. Epictetus taught, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." This is the blueprint of mastery. Identity must precede action. You cannot act as the disciplined until you decide that you are. Once that decision is made, hesitation dies. The Stoic acts according to their chosen nature, not their mood. Each repetition confirms identity until effort becomes instinct. To live ready is to abandon dependence on ease. You must train the mind to function without favorable conditions. Comfort breeds illusion. Adversity breeds control. The Stoic knows that nothing truly changes by the turn of time. Only the disciplined will interpret life as opportunity. Every other person will repeat their past under new slogans. Readiness means you will not. The Stoic prepares by reducing variables. The more you remove, the more stable you become. Complexity is fragility disguised as sophistication. The disciplined simplify: schedule, diet, focus, emotion. They strip away indulgence until clarity emerges. Each simplification tightens control. Each control compounds into strength. They conquer what others are still planning to face. The mind untrained in control becomes a hostage of circumstance. It reacts instead of commands. The Stoic refuses this slavery. Their emotions serve function, not impulse. Anger becomes energy. Fear becomes calculation. Doubt becomes sharpening. Control transforms every weakness into a tool. The person who governs themselves becomes immune to chaos. Preparation is the bridge between potential and outcome. The Stoic builds it daily. They do not pray for easier paths. They refine their legs to walk any terrain. They condition their mind for unpredictability. They rehearse composure until crisis becomes routine. To them, readiness is not anxiety for what could happen. It is certainty that nothing can break their internal structure. Every day is raw material. The Stoic sculpts it with precision. Each morning, discipline. Each evening, reflection. Each denied distraction adds definition. By the time the challenge arrives, the form is already set. Others will try to build in the storm. The Stoic will simply continue walking through it. Control is the rarest power in a distracted world. To hold it, you must let go of everything external. The Stoic's strength lies in detachment from outcomes. They care for results, but they do not depend on them. Their peace does not fluctuate with fortune. They do not crumble under delay or rejection, because their worth was never built on winning, it was built on mastery. Preparation is not intensity, it is consistency. The Stoic knows that the small daily actions matter more than grand efforts fueled by emotion. Emotion fades, habit endures. Each consistent act of control rewires the nervous system to obey command rather than impulse. This is how readiness becomes identity. The undisciplined live at the mercy of chance. They hope for the right timing, the right motivation, the right opportunity. The Stoic eliminates hope as a strategy. They build certainty through repetition. What repeats becomes reliable. What is reliable becomes identity. This is how preparation transcends luck. Readiness is not about prediction. It is about possession of yourself, your habits, your focus. The Stoic studies their own tendencies like a general studies terrain. They know where weakness hides. They know what triggers distraction. They prepare defense and countermeasure. When fatigue strikes, they do not collapse. They adjust. Most people underestimate how much control can be trained. They think composure is temperament. The Stoic proves it is skill. They train patience by waiting without complaint. They train resilience by persisting without reward. They train focus by resisting stimulation. Each act strengthens the neural pattern of control. They no longer react, they respond. Epictetus warned that valuing externals reduces control. This applies to every domain: money, praise, recognition, outcomes. The moment you depend on them, you lose autonomy. The Stoic guards autonomy like oxygen. They remain steady regardless of gain or loss. Their standard of success is internal order, When the world shifts, their structure remains. The disciplined life does not seek balance, it enforces it. Balance is not found, it is created through decision. The Stoic builds boundaries around time, thought, and energy. They allocate each resource with precision. Wasted hours are theft. Wasted emotion is weakness. Readiness demands economy of attention. Seneca's reminder about preparation is the antidote to modern restlessness. The person who prepares thoroughly cannot be shaken. The undisciplined confuse busyness with readiness. But motion without aim is chaos disguised as effort. The Stoic measures not by hours worked, but by alignment achieved. Efficiency is their virtue. To live ready is to begin acting as though you were already there. The disciplined rehearse the identity before the stage is built. They walk, think, and act as the person they claim to become. When challenge arrives, there is no adjustment, only continuation. The untrained will scramble to adapt. The Stoic will already be in motion. Preparation is the highest form of faith, not in luck, but in discipline. To prepare deeply is to declare belief in your own endurance. Each repetition is a vote of confidence in your capacity. The Stoic does not seek proof. They produce it through persistence. Control over emotion is the crown of readiness. The Stoic knows that panic, frustration, and envy are signs of internal mismanagement. They treat these signals as errors to correct, not moods to indulge. Each correction restores authority. Each authority compounds into calm dominance. To live prepared is to stop negotiating with your lesser self. The undisciplined always bargain with effort. One more distraction, one more delay. The Stoic executes without debate. Discipline silences negotiation. When the standard is set, there is nothing left to argue with. Life will test endurance, clarity, and integrity. The Stoic expects it. They train for it. They treat resistance as confirmation that their systems are working. When things become difficult, it proves they are alive and engaged in worthy effort. Readiness reframes difficulty as validation. Each decision builds or erodes readiness. Every time you choose order over impulse, you strengthen the foundation. Every time you choose distraction, you weaken it. The Stoic keeps this binary visible. They do not romanticize chaos. They honor structure because structure sustains momentum. The modern obsession with control over the external world blinds people to the control they already possess. The Stoic reverses that focus. They master the internal. Control of thought leads to control of emotion. Control of emotion leads to control of action. Control of action defines destiny. Preparation never ends. It compounds. Each day builds upon the last. The disciplined know that readiness is a living process. It breathes through repetition and grows through endurance. The person who stops reinforcing it decays. The Stoic prepares so that the future cannot surprise them. They may not know the form of events, but they know the form of their response. This is true control. The untrained chase prediction, the disciplined train reaction. When events arrive, they are met by a mind already fortified. By the time others wake to new resolutions, the Stoic will already be deep in execution. Their identity is not seasonal. Their commitment does not depend on inspiration. They live in continuous renewal. This is what it means to be ready, not waiting for change, but embodying it. When the noise of the world rises, the Stoic will remain silent, unshaken, and decisive. They will not be lucky. They will be prepared. They will not be confident. They will be certain. They will not be reactive. They will be sovereign. Readiness will not be their goal. It will be their nature. Strength is not built in comfort. It is carved through resistance. The Stoic does not resent difficulty, they depend on it. Seneca wrote, "Difficulties strengthen the mind as labor does the body. Every trial refines the structure of thought the same way pressure shapes stone. To live without challenge is to remain soft and untested. Readiness for this year begins where resistance begins, where comfort ends. The mind grows through strain. Each test that once felt unbearable becomes the reason for future composure." The Stoic does not pray for lighter burdens. They train to carry heavier ones. The disciplined person knows that ease is a form of decay. Muscles that are never used weaken. Principles that are never tested fade. The Stoic does not seek hardship for drama. They embrace it for strength. Zeno of Citium said, "Man conquers the world by conquering himself. Control over the self is the only true victory. Every other conquest fades or turns to dust." The Stoic understands that external chaos is a mirror reflecting internal disorder. When the mind is mastered, the world becomes navigable. To be ready for the year ahead is to make yourself the first domain of command. You cannot command life without first commanding thought. Every reaction, every emotion, every impulse is a potential rebellion against order. The Stoic disciplines each one until they obey reason. They govern their thoughts like soldiers, firmly, fairly, without negotiation. Control of the mind precedes control of the moment. Seneca warned, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." The untrained mind builds suffering before it happens. It rehearses failure until fear becomes prophecy. The Stoic refuses this illusion. They see the mind's tendency to exaggerate threat and choose clarity over panic. Most fear is fiction written by imagination. Readiness means learning to distinguish between what is real and what is projected. The modern person drowns in imagined disasters. They call it anxiety, but it is simply undisciplined thought. The Stoic does not fight anxiety by running from it. They observe it until it dissolves. They name it, study it, and remove its exaggerations. The disciplined mind cannot be manipulated by imagination. What remains is reality, neutral, controllable, simple. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "What we fear doing most is usually what we most need to do." This truth defines readiness. Avoidance preserves weakness. The Stoic seeks what they fear and faces it directly. Fear is not an obstacle, it is a map. It points to the precise area where growth hides. Every fear overcome is a frontier conquered. The Stoic measures courage not by emotion, but by execution. They know that fear will always exist, but obedience to fear is a choice. To act despite it is power. Each act of courage rewires the brain for dominance over hesitation. Soon, action replaces doubt as the automatic response. This is how readiness transforms from effort into identity. The world praises inspiration, but the Stoic praises endurance. Endurance is quieter, steadier, and infinitely more reliable. The mind that endures calmly under pressure is the foundation of every strong life. This calm is not given, it is built through friction. Every difficult task completed without complaint adds another layer of stability. The Stoic expects hardship. They prepare for it as a soldier sharpens their blade before battle. They do not hope for ease, they hope for strength. This difference defines them. The untrained hope that life will be kind, the disciplined prepare for it to be indifferent. That preparation makes them untouchable. To be ready for this year is to become unmovable in principle. The Stoic grounds their existence in self-control, not emotion. They wake early, they train, they reflect, they execute. Their life is rhythm, not chaos. Each decision reinforces the same internal command. Control what you can, accept what you cannot, and keep moving forward. The Stoic treats the year not as a promise, but as a proving ground. Each day is a test of endurance, composure, and clarity. They measure progress not in comfort gained, but in strength maintained under pressure. The mind that remains still in difficulty is the mind that governs fate. You will not become ready by accident. Readiness must be built through repetition. The Stoic repeats the fundamentals until they become instinct, discipline, restraint, patience, courage. There is no glamour in the process, only order, structure, and quiet resolve. Those who seek motivation fail when it fades. Those who build discipline remain steady when emotion disappears. To live with readiness is to reject fragility. The Stoic mind is built to face reality without embellishment. They do not dramatize life. They study it. They replace complaint with correction. They replace fear with preparation. This posture eliminates dependence on comfort. Each hardship becomes fuel. Seneca's observation about imagination reveals a modern truth. Most people are exhausted by thoughts, not events. They live in projections, not presence. The Stoic cuts through this fog by acting decisively. Action burns fear. Stillness solidifies clarity. The combination of both creates calm authority. Zeno's philosophy of self-mastery is not abstract. It is physical, mental, and moral. To conquer oneself is to align the body, the mind, and the will. When appetite obeys principle and thought obeys reason, control becomes total. The Stoic no longer reacts to life, they direct it. The untrained believe readiness comes from knowledge. The Stoic knows it comes from practice. Knowledge without action is ornament. Wisdom is action refined by discipline. Readiness grows through doing what must be done, regardless of how one feels. Emotion is temporary. Action is permanent. Emerson's insight into fear is an eternal law. Avoidance multiplies it. Action dissolves it. The Stoic steps into discomfort as a ritual. Each confrontation reduces sensitivity to pain. Over time, they no longer interpret fear as a warning. They see it as confirmation that they are moving in the right direction. The Stoic trains their perception daily. Perception is the gatekeeper of peace. When perception is disciplined, emotion obeys. When emotion obeys, decision becomes clear. When decision is clear, action becomes effective. This chain of control defines readiness. To lose perception is to lose everything. Every day will test this structure. Fatigue, conflict, and uncertainty will attempt to break rhythm. The Stoic does not resist these tests. They welcome them. They see each as an opportunity to strengthen composure. The disciplined mind becomes more precise under stress, not less. Preparation for the year is not a checklist. It is a posture. The Stoic positions themselves mentally for impact. They do not flinch when the first difficulty arrives. They absorb it, analyze it, and continue. This posture transforms adversity into education. Every difficulty becomes information. Seneca's teaching on the strengthening power of labor reminds us that growth cannot occur without tension. Muscles grow only by tearing and repairing. The mind follows the same law. The Stoic allows this process to unfold without resentment. Pain becomes part of progress. Resistance becomes proof of life. The undisciplined flee pressure. The Stoic refines under it. This is why the disciplined grow calm as others panic. They have rehearsed the worst in thought and accepted its inevitability. Nothing surprises them. They are not immune to pain. They are immune to panic. To be ready for this year is to make struggle your training ground. You must treat difficulty as the gymnasium of the mind. Every challenge faced with calmness adds weight to your endurance. Every obstacle overcome without anger increases your range of control. The Stoic does not exaggerate victory or defeat. Both are transient. What matters is composure. The disciplined person measures success not by outcome, but by integrity of response. They remain the same in triumph and loss. That symmetry is strength. Fear, left unchallenged, multiplies. It grows into hesitation, and hesitation grows into regret. The Stoic interrupts this chain. They act while afraid. They speak truth while uncertain. They continue movement when the path is unclear. Through repetition, fear loses command. The disciplined do not mistake emotion for truth. They observe it, then act by principle. This is the difference between those who are ready and those who are reactive. The ready mind follows reason even when emotion protests. Over time, emotion learns its place as fuel, not master. Seneca's wisdom reveals the psychology of endurance. Difficulty is not cruelty, it is refinement. Every difficult day clarifies what truly matters. The Stoic uses this clarity as direction. They waste nothing, not pain, not fatigue, not delay. Everything becomes part of the design. The Stoic keeps their life simple. Simplicity protects focus. Complexity invites chaos. They prioritize few things and execute them completely. This minimalism of purpose is not emptiness, it is efficiency. A mind divided cannot endure. A mind aligned cannot fall. The disciplined person does not confuse movement with progress. They understand that some days demand stillness. Stillness is not inaction. It is precision held in reserve. The Stoic rests deliberately, not lazily. Recovery is part of the mission. To live ready is to train quietly, while others talk loudly. The Stoic does not need validation. Their preparation is invisible but exact. When the test arrives, their results speak. They do not perform, they execute. Difficulty is not an interruption to life. It is life revealing its truth. The Stoic accepts this law. They rise each day not expecting ease, but expecting to endure. They carry calmness like armor, built from every moment they refuse to yield. You will be ready for this year because you will decide to be. Readiness is not found. It is created through discipline, forged in struggle and sustained by composure. The Stoic proves this daily. The person who conquers themselves cannot be conquered by anything else. Wisdom is not learned through ease, it is etched through suffering. Aeschylus wrote, "He who learns must suffer." And even in our sleep, pain that cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart, until in our despair, against our will, comes wisdom. This truth stands eternal. Understanding does not arrive through peace, but through pressure. The mind matures in proportion to what it has endured without breaking. Each wound becomes a teacher, each sorrow a sculptor. Suffering is not an enemy of wisdom, it is its birthplace. The Stoic does not run from pain, they study it. They know that avoidance only multiplies fear, while confrontation converts pain into strength. The world teaches comfort as safety, but comfort is decay. The disciplined mind sees pain as signal, not punishment. It reveals where illusion still lives, where dependence still holds, where ego still resists. Suffering cleans the lens through which we see the world. In silence, pain becomes dialogue. It strips away the excess of emotion until only truth remains. The Stoic listens to this truth with calmness, not rebellion. They understand that resistance delays recovery. Acceptance begins healing. To accept does not mean to approve. It means to acknowledge what is, without distortion. The person who can stand in pain without hatred is already free. Wisdom enters quietly through endurance. It is never sudden. Like water carving stone, pain shapes insight, drop by drop. Each disappointment softens arrogance. Each loss reduces vanity. Each failure dissolves the illusion of control. The Stoic watches this process without dramatization. They do not ask why it happened. They ask what it reveals. The untrained suffer twice, first through the event, then through their reaction to it. The Stoic suffers once. They let pain do its work, but they do not feed it with imagination. They understand that agony expands in proportion to attention. To dwell on pain is to multiply it. To observe it is to confine it. Observation transforms suffering from chaos into curriculum. The modern mind avoids discomfort at every cost. But the more we run from pain, the more it governs us. The Stoic reverses this order. They face it directly. By walking toward discomfort, they strip it of its power. They do not seek pain for its own sake, but for what it teaches: the discipline of stillness, the humility of impermanence, the knowledge of what truly matters. There is no wisdom without loss. Something must be given up: illusion, pride, certainty, identity. Pain extracts these from the self like impurities from metal. The Stoic endures this purification with calmness. They do not cling to what must be shed. They know that growth and grief often walk together. Every difficulty is a lesson disguised as misfortune. The Stoic looks beyond the event to see its instruction. They know that suffering without reflection is waste. Reflection turns suffering into strength. To suffer consciously is to convert chaos into clarity. This is the alchemy of endurance. Wisdom born from pain carries gravity. It does not boast. It does not rush. It moves with deliberate calm. The person who has suffered deeply becomes quiet, not because they are weak, but because they have seen what noise cannot change. Their silence is not emptiness. It is composure distilled from experience. Pain reveals hierarchy. It shows what is essential by burning away what is not. Under pressure, distraction dies first, ego second, and clarity remains. The Stoic welcomes this order. They understand that pain is not chaos, it is refinement. Life removes what we refuse to release. Each hardship is a teacher in disguise. The discipline of endurance transforms suffering into strategy. The Stoic learns not to ask for relief, but for meaning. When pain arrives, they examine it like an instructor. What must be learned here? What habit must die? What truth must replace the illusion? This interrogation turns pain into purpose. Wisdom is not comfort, it is clarity earned through trial. The Stoic carries scars as maps of survival. Each mark tells a story of where strength was learned, not where it was lost. These scars are not weaknesses. They are proof of comprehension bought with pain. Pain has rhythm. It comes in waves, subsides, and returns. The Stoic does not fight the tide. They anchor within it. They know that the wave is temporary, but the growth it leaves behind is permanent. This calm acceptance transforms suffering into stability. The undisciplined seek escape from pain. The Stoic seeks mastery within it. Escape preserves ignorance. Mastery creates freedom. To learn through pain is to dismantle illusion one layer at a time until reality is seen clearly. That clarity is the foundation of wisdom. Aeschylus described suffering as a slow, deliberate process. Drop by drop. This patience is essential. Wisdom is not forced. It matures through time, through repetition, through endurance. Each drop of pain polishes the surface of the soul until reflection becomes accurate. The Stoic welcomes this slow work. They do not rush the lesson. They refine it. Despair is not the end of reason. It is the beginning of awareness. When all illusions collapse, when every attempt to escape fails, wisdom enters. It arrives quietly, not as comfort, but as understanding. The Stoic endures this descent with composure. They do not fear the bottom. They know that clarity is found there. Pain does not ask permission. It arrives without schedule. The Stoic accepts this as law. What matters is not the timing of pain, but the posture in which it is met. The untrained flinch and curse their fate. The disciplined straighten their spine and observe. Pain cannot humiliate the person who meets it with dignity. Every lesson learned through pain becomes permanent because it was purchased with endurance. Temporary pleasures fade quickly. Wisdom gained through suffering does not. It roots deeply in the mind because it was earned through experience. The Stoic values these lessons as treasures bought by difficulty. The greatest teachers of strength are loss, failure, and fatigue. The Stoic studies them as philosophers study texts. Each trial is an opportunity to understand the limits of self-control. Each hardship is a mirror showing where pride still hides. Through repetition, the student becomes master. Pain teaches patience. It slows the mind, forces reflection, and dismantles arrogance. The Stoic does not rush recovery. They allow understanding to unfold. The hurried seek distraction. The disciplined seek depth. In stillness, pain delivers meaning. Wisdom cannot coexist with denial. The Stoic faces pain with complete honesty. They do not sugarcoat their suffering. They describe it precisely, measure it carefully, and act rationally. This honesty creates order. Denial prolongs suffering. Truth dissolves it. The modern world praises quick relief. The Stoic rejects it. Quick relief delays understanding. Real healing begins when pain is faced without anesthesia. To endure consciously is to learn deliberately. Wisdom comes when one stops seeking to escape discomfort and starts listening to what it says. Pain reveals the boundary between who you are and who you pretend to be. The Stoic studies that boundary closely. When it breaks, identity reforms. Suffering is not the end of the self. It is the reformation of it. The disciplined emerge cleaner, simpler, stronger. Every generation seeks to avoid suffering, and every generation repeats its mistakes. The Stoic breaks this cycle by confronting pain as necessary instruction. They use it to evolve rather than to despair. To learn from suffering is to ensure that it does not repeat. The Stoic learns to transform fear of pain into curiosity. What can this teach me? What can this strengthen? This mindset rewires the nervous system. The same sensations that once triggered panic now trigger focus. Pain becomes a signal to engage, not retreat. Endurance is a skill. The more it is practiced, the more efficient it becomes. The Stoic trains through small daily challenges, silence instead of reaction, restraint instead of indulgence, reflection instead of complaint. These minor disciplines build the capacity for major suffering when it arrives. Wisdom through suffering is not passive. It requires active participation. The Stoic interprets, documents, and integrates what pain reveals. Each hardship adds a layer of comprehension. Over time, the fragments of experience form a unified strength, resilient, calm, unshakable. The untrained view pain as a curse. The Stoic sees it as calibration. It adjusts perception until the self aligns with reality. The closer one stands to truth, the less fragile one becomes. Pain, when used correctly, eliminates the distance between illusion and fact. Aeschylus's words remind us that wisdom often arrives against our will. It is forced upon us by life's weight. Yet the Stoic transforms this inevitability into intention. They do not wait for pain to teach. They prepare to learn. When suffering comes, they are already students. Suffering makes the mind precise. It strips away excuses and forces clarity. Each pain confronted honestly refines understanding. The Stoic collects these lessons quietly, without display. They do not dramatize what they have endured. Their strength is evident in composure, not confession. Pain deepens empathy. The person who has suffered without resentment understands others more completely. They judge less, listen more, and act with patience. The Stoic uses this compassion as strength. Wisdom without empathy is incomplete. The endurance of pain produces a calm authority that cannot be faked. It cannot be borrowed. It must be lived. The Stoic who has walked through suffering without surrender carries a presence that commands respect. Their confidence is not loud, it is certain. Wisdom born from pain is irreversible. Once the lesson is learned, innocence cannot return. The Stoic does not mourn this loss, they welcome it. To be unshaken by hardship is to see the world as it is, unforgiving but manageable. This clarity is liberation. Suffering refines focus. When life narrows under pressure, only essentials remain: breath, endurance, thought, will. The Stoic uses this narrowing to their advantage. Simplicity is the reward of pain well met. To live wisely is to accept the necessity of pain. The Stoic does not wish for it, but when it comes, they bow to its function. Pain makes them sharper, quieter, more grounded. They understand that every drop of suffering carves them closer to truth. Wisdom then is not found in escape, but in endurance. It is built drop by drop, through nights of uncertainty and days of persistence. The Stoic endures until the lesson appears, and when it does, they rise, stronger, calmer, unbroken. For the one who has suffered and understood, there is nothing left to fear. The mind paints the world. Marcus Aurelius said, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." Every perception, every judgment, every reaction adds pigment to the canvas of the soul. What you think repeatedly becomes the atmosphere you live in. The Stoic understands this law. If the mind is undisciplined, the world appears hostile. If the mind is ordered, the same world becomes manageable. Readiness for life begins not in circumstance, but in cognition. Epictetus taught, "It is not things themselves that disturb us, but our opinions about them." Events are neutral. Only interpretation gives them power. The Stoic does not seek control over what happens. They seek control over how they see it. Every hardship, every delay, every insult is filtered through the lens of perception. If that lens is clouded, clarity vanishes. The disciplined mind polishes it daily. In clarity, peace replaces panic. The Stoic trains perception the way an artist trains sight. They study detail without distortion. They ask, "What is this situation really? What can I influence? What must I release?" This process removes emotion's haze. What remains is reality, simple, stable, and direct. The person who sees clearly cannot be manipulated by illusion. That clarity is the essence of readiness. Epictetus wrote, "Do not seek to have events happen as you want them to, but instead want them to happen as they do happen, and your life will go well." Acceptance is not surrender, it is mastery. The Stoic aligns with reality instead of resisting it. Resistance wastes energy. Alignment channels it. The disciplined person stops asking the world to change and instead asks how to adapt cleanly within it. This posture turns chaos into strategy. Readiness is not built by controlling life. It is built by controlling the meaning you assign to it. The Stoic transforms setbacks into instruction, obstacles into practice, and loss into refinement. When expectation disappears, frustration dissolves. What remains is composure. The one who accepts what is gains power over how to act within it. Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. The Stoic embodies this principle in silence. They do not chase excellence as an achievement, they live it as rhythm. Every morning discipline, every repeated act of restraint, every deliberate decision dyes the mind with order. The person who repeats control becomes control. Readiness is not born, it is rehearsed. Repetition forms identity. Each thought becomes a thread in the fabric of character. Each emotion either strengthens or frays it. The Stoic selects thoughts like a sculptor chooses marble, carefully, deliberately, knowing that one flaw can distort the whole. Over time, the chosen thoughts solidify into temperament. The calm mind becomes permanent through repetition. Heraclitus said, "Nothing endures but change." The Stoic smiles at this truth. They do not mourn impermanence, they master it. They know that control is not rigidity, it is adaptability. The disciplined mind adjusts to change without losing direction. Like a river that flows around rock, they move without resistance. Change becomes not a threat, but a medium for strength. To be ready for the year ahead is to expect flux and remain unmoved. The Stoic does not prepare for stability, they prepare for transition. They understand that the only constant is motion. The undisciplined panic when structure shifts. The disciplined remain steady because their foundation is internal, not external. Change reveals what was never stable to begin with. The quality of life is the quality of thought. If the mind is polluted with complaint, life becomes unbearable. If the mind is disciplined in gratitude and clarity, life becomes calm. Marcus Aurelius understood this symmetry. The world reflects the mind. The Stoic does not decorate chaos with optimism. They cleanse it through perception. The person who controls their thoughts controls their state. Each thought either amplifies chaos or cultivates peace. The Stoic edits the internal dialogue relentlessly. When anger appears, they examine it. When fear arises, they question it. When envy whispers, they silence it. Over time, the noise fades. The inner voice becomes an instrument of reason. Epictetus warned that seeking to bend the world breeds misery. The Stoic bends themselves. They cultivate flexibility of mind. When plans collapse, they pivot without despair. When obstacles arise, they adapt without complaint. Readiness is the ability to remain in control regardless of outcome. To depend on specific results is to live in perpetual fragility. The disciplined mind does not demand that events please them. They demand that their response honor their principles. This shift in focus creates freedom. The Stoic's peace is not passive, it is earned through precision. By aligning thought with reality, they eliminate the friction that weakens most people. Habits form the architecture of readiness. The Stoic does not rely on motivation, they rely on structure. They build routines so strong that execution happens without hesitation. Habit replaces choice. Choice becomes clarity. Clarity removes delay. This is how excellence compounds. Each day, the Stoic audits their thoughts. What emotions dominated? What judgments distorted reality? What assumptions clouded vision? This daily review keeps the mind clean. Mental hygiene is the foundation of psychological strength. Without it, thought decays into noise and noise into disorder. To dye the soul with discipline, one must first select the right colors. Thoughts of gratitude, restraint, and purpose strengthen identity. Thoughts of resentment and envy weaken it. The Stoic chooses the palette carefully. Over time, their internal world becomes a reflection of their values. Calm, precise, and stable. Readiness begins in the unseen. The battle for control happens silently, within thought. The Stoic treats the mind as sacred ground. They guard it from contamination. They know that every external event must pass through the filter of interpretation. To strengthen that filter is to strengthen life itself. The untrained allow emotion to color perception. The Stoic allows reason to correct it. This correction is daily labor. It requires awareness, patience, and honesty. The disciplined person admits when emotion distorts their vision. They recalibrate, not through suppression, but through understanding. Each correction reinforces stability. Excellence is repetition under awareness. It is not automation, it is deliberate rhythm. The Stoic performs small acts of control repeatedly until they become instinct. They do not ask for recognition. The satisfaction lies in precision. To do the same thing correctly under pressure is the highest form of mastery. Heraclitus's law of change does not frighten the Stoic. It empowers them. They see change as nature's constant test. The world shifts, markets fall, relationships evolve, seasons turn. The Stoic adapts seamlessly. Their peace is not built on things staying the same. It is built on knowing they will not. The disciplined life is not static. It is a state of continuous recalibration. Each new event tests perception. Each reaction refines control. Readiness is not perfection. It is perpetual adjustment. The Stoic lives in motion, but remains internally still. Marcus Aurelius wrote not as emperor, but as student of himself. His meditation on the color of thought was a warning. Your mind becomes what it consumes. The Stoic consumes reason. They feed the mind with philosophy, reflection, and silence. The undisciplined feed it with noise, comparison, and fear. The result is visible in posture, tone, and presence. The modern person believes freedom means doing whatever they wish. The Stoic knows freedom means not being ruled by what they wish. Desire without discipline is slavery. The disciplined person chooses thoughts that strengthen command. Freedom is internal alignment with principle, not indulgence in preference. To live ready is to treat every situation as neutral material for practice. Praise tests humility. Criticism tests composure. Failure tests resilience. Success tests restraint. Each event reveals where the mind still lacks discipline. The Stoic uses this awareness to refine, not to complain. The habit of perception determines destiny. If you see obstacles as injustice, you weaken. If you see them as training, you grow. The Stoic interprets every obstacle as a teacher. This interpretation transforms difficulty into progress. Readiness is not the absence of obstacles, it is the ability to absorb them calmly. Aristotle's wisdom on repetition forms the core of this philosophy. What we do consistently defines what we become. The Stoic repeats strength until it becomes identity. Their routine becomes ritual. Their ritual becomes character. Character becomes fate. When change arrives, as Heraclitus promised it will, the Stoic meets it without surprise. They have already trained for uncertainty. They do not demand permanence in an impermanent world. Their peace is built on acceptance of motion. This flexibility is the truest form of stability. Every thought is a rehearsal for behavior. The Stoic practices control internally before it is tested externally. When conflict comes, their reaction is already trained. When chaos erupts, their calm is already conditioned. Readiness is the echo of disciplined thinking. The mind that seeks mastery must be disciplined in attention. The Stoic withdraws from mental clutter. They replace stimulation with study, gossip with silence, distraction with purpose. In solitude, they regain power over focus. Focus is the gate to control. Readiness for life is not the accumulation of knowledge, it is the discipline of perception. The Stoic does not need more theories, they need clearer thought. Clarity is power, confusion is weakness. The person who sees reality as it is cannot be deceived by appearance. To dye the soul with the right colors is to live with awareness. The Stoic knows every emotion leaves residue. They clean the mind daily through reflection, meditation, and silence. This daily purification preserves integrity. Without it, chaos seeps back in. The Stoic accepts that change will test every conviction, but they are not afraid. Their principles do not bend. They adapt in application, never in essence. Like a tree that sways but does not snap, they survive storms without losing shape. Readiness is not a mood, it is an orientation. It is built by aligning perception with nature, habit with purpose, and thought with truth. Marcus Aurelius, Epictetus, Aristotle, and Heraclitus all point toward the same command: control the mind, and the world follows. The Stoic lives by this order. They do not seek to control the uncontrollable. They govern themselves completely. In that governance lies freedom, stability, and peace. The world will change, people will change, fortune will shift, but the disciplined mind remains clear, calm, and ready for all of it. Fate does not wait for permission. It moves with or without your consent. Cleanthes wrote, "Fate leads the willing and drags along the unwilling." The Stoic understands this as a law of existence. Life unfolds according to its own order, indifferent to expectation. The untrained resist this truth and are crushed by it. The disciplined align with it and find peace in motion. To live well is to cooperate with necessity rather than protest against it. The modern person confuses control with defiance. They think strength means resisting what happens. The Stoic sees deeper. Strength is not defiance, it is direction. The one who aligns with the current moves faster and farther than the one who fights it. Willingness turns struggle into rhythm. Resistance turns rhythm into chaos. Seneca said, "If a man knows not to which port he sails, no wind is favorable." This is the second law of Stoic direction. Fate may provide the wind, but it is purpose that sets the sail. The Stoic does not drift. They choose destination through principle. Without direction, power is wasted. Without clarity, opportunity becomes distraction. The disciplined person knows precisely what they are moving toward and accepts whatever route fate demands to reach it. To live without aim is to become a passenger in your own life. The Stoic rejects this passivity. They chart their course each day with reflection and order. Their goal is not wealth or comfort, it is virtue, command, and alignment. When storms rise, they do not curse the wind. They adjust the sail. The wind is neutral, the pilot determines the voyage. Seneca also wrote, "The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately." This is the third command of readiness. The Stoic lives now. They do not postpone discipline for ideal conditions. They do not wait for the perfect moment to act. The perfect moment is the one at hand. Uncertainty is not an obstacle. It is the natural state of life. The disciplined thrive in it, because they have learned not to require control to remain calm. Fate is neither enemy nor ally. It is terrain. The Stoic does not argue with the landscape. They navigate it. They do not demand that mountains move. They learn to climb. This cooperation with necessity transforms burden into movement. Life ceases to be a series of crises and becomes a field of practice. The one who learns to move with fate becomes unstoppable. The unwilling suffer twice, once from reality and once from resistance to it. The Stoic suffers once. They accept what is, adapt, and continue. This acceptance is not submission, it is power redirected inward. Every ounce of energy spent on resentment is energy stolen from progress. The Stoic spends none on complaint, they invest it in response. Direction without acceptance leads to frustration. Acceptance without direction leads to stagnation. The Stoic balances both, purpose in movement, humility in outcome. They steer firmly, but never demand that the sea obey. their strength lies in composure, not control. The untrained mind fears uncertainty because it exposes weakness. The Stoic welcomes it because it refines strength. To live in uncertainty is to live awake. The future will always remain unseen, but readiness removes fear. When you are clear about who you are and what you stand for, the unknown becomes manageable. Cleanthes taught that fate drags the unwilling. The lesson is psychological. Suffering grows where refusal grows. To resist what cannot be changed is to multiply pain. The Stoic trains the mind to see inevitability as opportunity, to build endurance, to strengthen discipline, to test conviction. The same event that destroys one person can define another. Seneca's image of the port reminds the disciplined to define their principles. If the destination is unclear, all effort dissolves into chaos. Every distraction appears as an opportunity. Every delay feels like tragedy. But once the port is chosen, all motion becomes meaningful. Even setbacks become navigation. To live immediately, as Seneca commanded, is not to live recklessly. It is to live consciously. The Stoic compresses attention into the present moment. They neither dwell on the past nor worry about the future. Both are abstractions. Power exists only in the present decision, the next breath, the next word, the next act of restraint. Uncertainty is not an error in the system, it is the system itself. The Stoic does not wait for it to disappear. They design their life to function inside it. They establish habits, routines, and structures that thrive under unpredictability. The untrained crumble when the future shifts. The disciplined remain unmoved because they expected it. Fate does not punish, it teaches. Each turn, each loss, each delay is instruction in detachment. The Stoic does not blame circumstance. They study it. Every outcome, pleasant or painful, reveals something about attachment, reaction, or control. This awareness transforms living into learning. The willing find peace not because life is gentle to them, but because they have ceased to fight its nature. They understand that the world was not built to obey preference. It was built to operate by law. The Stoic aligns with that law and becomes part of its order. Harmony replaces hostility. Direction requires stillness. The Stoic sets their aim in silence. They do not chase goals impulsively. They select them rationally. Each goal must serve principle. If it does not, it is abandoned. Clarity of purpose saves energy. The undisciplined waste their lives pursuing what they never defined. The person who aligns with fate and knows their direction moves with calm efficiency. They act decisively and rest without guilt. Their days have shape. Their nights have peace. They do not confuse motion with progress. They measure advancement by integrity, not appearance. Every moment wasted wishing the world were different is a moment removed from improvement. The Stoic refuses to live in theoretical worlds. They live in the one that exists and work within its limits. This realism is liberation. It removes emotional dependency on fantasy. Seneca's wisdom about uncertainty reminds the disciplined to live as if time were short, because it is. To live immediately is to act without postponement. It is to stop preparing to live and begin doing it. The Stoic treats each day as a unit of destiny. When spent well, it becomes a full measure of life. The unwilling wait for signs. The willing create them. The Stoic does not interpret uncertainty as delay. They interpret it as invitation. Fate tests initiative. The disciplined person answers by acting correctly now. Every correct action builds momentum. Every hesitation strengthens fear. Cleanthes's statement about fate contains hidden mercy. To be led by life is lighter than to be dragged by it. Resistance multiplies suffering, but cooperation reveals pattern. The Stoic sees that even loss follows order. Once this is seen, panic ends. The same storm that once felt cruel becomes wind for the sail. To cooperate with life is to remove ego from command. The ego wants to control. The Stoic wants to understand. Understanding breeds adaptability. Adaptability breeds calm. Calm sustains endurance. This chain of command forms the core of readiness. When Seneca spoke of the port, he meant more than direction, he meant meaning. The Stoic's port is virtue. Everything else is a vessel. To aim at virtue ensures every outcome, whether success or failure, leads toward improvement. No storm can destroy a journey that values integrity over arrival. Uncertainty reminds the Stoic that control is a narrow domain. They rule what can be ruled: thought, emotion, effort, response. Everything else is weather. To obsess over weather is madness. To prepare for it is wisdom. The disciplined person does the latter. To live immediately does not mean haste, it means presence. The Stoic slows down the mind until each moment is deliberate. They breathe with attention. They act without distraction. This pace strengthens awareness. Awareness sharpens control. Control breeds calm. Fate and freedom are not opposites, they are partners. Fate provides conditions. Freedom lies in response. The Stoic exercises will inside the boundaries of necessity. That is true sovereignty. Obedience to nature combined with mastery of self. The unwilling are dragged because they cling to illusion. The willing move because they trust structure. Trust does not mean passivity, it means precision. They act without panic. They endure without complaint. They change without losing self. Seneca's call to live immediately is the antidote to delay disguised as preparation. The disciplined prepare and act. They do not confuse thought with movement. Each day is a unit of duty to be completed. The Stoic fills it fully, knowing it may be the last. When the future feels uncertain, the Stoic remembers Cleanthes. Fate leads. Whether willingly or unwillingly, all are carried forward. The difference lies in posture. Resistance creates pain. Acceptance creates grace. The Stoic chooses grace. To be ready for life is to understand these three laws. Accept fate, choose direction, live immediately. Acceptance removes struggle, direction removes confusion, presence removes fear. Together they form the structure of peace. The Stoic walks through uncertainty with clarity and calm. They are not immune to fate, they are integrated with it. Their mind moves in rhythm with reality. They know that every moment, even the unwanted, belongs to the same design. In that alignment, they find freedom. Fate is not a chain around the neck. It is the road beneath the feet. The Stoic does not ask where it ends. They walk it with dignity. Each step is chosen. Each choice is precise. In this alignment between acceptance and action, the Stoic becomes untouchable. Life does not wait. It demands participation. The Stoic answers willingly. They steer their vessel, guided by virtue, carried by fate, grounded in presence. To be led willingly by life is not surrender, it is mastery. This is readiness in its purest form, calm, focused, and free.